This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. China continues to aggressively bully nations of the world. The Philippines this morning is accusing a Chinese Coast Guard ship of targeting a Philippine Coast Guard vessel with a military-grade laser and temporarily blinding some of the crew in the disputed South China Sea, calling it a blatant violation of Manila's sovereign rights. Another high-altitude object was shot down yesterday, the third in the last few days, and the fourth this month.
An F-16 fighter jet shot down the object over Lake Huron between Michigan and Canada. NORAD Commander General Glenn Van Herk said yesterday there's much we still don't know.
That's why it's so critical to get our hands on these so that we can further assess and analyze what they are.
The action was authorized by President Biden after the Defense Department assessed it as a security risk. The Pentagon says this latest object was flying near sensitive DOD sites and also that at 20,000 feet, it posed a risk to air traffic. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
73 total points were scored in Sunday's Super Bowl game. The Chiefs, with seconds remaining, kicked a 27-yard field goal to win the championship 38-35 over Philadelphia. Kansas City head coach Andy Reid on Fox Sports.
I contribute that to the offensive line, Pat Mahomes, and the rest of the offensive players. They did a great job. Eric Bieniemy was tremendous down the stretch there, putting things together.
Multiple whistleblowers have come forward to expose the secret political weaponization of the FBI behind closed doors. Republican Jim Jordan said, "In my time in Congress, I've never seen anything like this," end quote. Former 12-year FBI agent Nicole Parker on Capitol Hill.
In all humility, I hope to make an impact in creating a stronger agency, which is what Americans deserve.
Parker explained the FBI principle shifted dramatically on her watch. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
A San Antonio, Texas man was shot in the chest by an off-duty police officer after police say he used the officer's taser on him while being escorted out of the Twin Peaks restaurant. According to police, some type of disturbance took place inside the restaurant and staff asked him to leave. When he refused to go, an off-duty Somerset police officer, who was working as security at the time, was asked to forcibly remove the customer from the premises. The suspect was taken to University Hospital in critical condition. A humanitarian crisis is growing in Syria following last week's deadly earthquakes.
The president and CEO of the International Rescue Committee said that hundreds of thousands are in danger since only one humanitarian crossing from Turkey is currently open.
Grave danger of a secondary crisis, ill health, injuries not treated, economics just out of the window.
David Miliband on ABC's This Week said the United Nations found that opening up more humanitarian corridors along the Turkish border was the best way to help Syrians caged in by political upheaval and violence.
The Syrian government is going to allow aid to go into this rebel-held area from the government-controlled side.
He also called on the U.S. to use its diplomatic and political presence to help get aid into Syria. I'm John Schaefer.
96% of Los Angeles Unified School District non-teacher employees are given the okay to strike. Members of the union representing bus drivers, custodians, cafeteria workers, special education assistants, and other essential school workers say they will strike if negotiations fail. Lance Pryne, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Monday to you. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us. The Super Bowl brings all kinds of antics. You've got to know that. I mean, you know, we watch it for lots of reasons and how they've kind of bifurcated our interests. You know, you got people that want to watch it just for halftime. I mean, Adele made it real clear. Don't bug me. I'm here to watch, 13-minute show of Rihanna. That's it. I'm not here to watch the game. I could care a bleep, as she said. But it's amazing, the language, you know, how we've deteriorated ourselves and the incivility. It's just not very intellectual, the way the language flies so freely, I guess, from people that you think you might even want to respect at some point. And then all of a sudden they open he's go, oh my gosh. I mean, that's what, my dad would refer to as a potty mouth. Unbelievable. We're on standby right now for Phil Hotzenpiller. Maybe he might be there, and he's also quiet. Phil, are you there?
Hey, I'm right here, Bill.
Yep. Oh, there you are. You're quiet like a church mouse for some reason. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, hey, I'm doing great. You're here, buddy. I need you on, and we're just talking a little bit of the sidebar interest points of the Super Bowl. Oh yes, there was a game between Kansas and Philadelphia. Kansas winning by 3, and Patrick Mahomes, of course, another MVP. Demonstration once again. I mean, congratulations to them. Congratulations to the Eagles. I mean, I thought they played a good game as well. And and this was that kind of contest when any team could have won. But in this case, Philadelphia came up short. But meanwhile, we had all this sidebar stuff going on between the commercials and that were happening. And, of course, one of the things that has got people in an uproar, I don't know if you saw this because I thought it was odd, when Tubi came on and they were talking about their, it was almost like they took over your TV and you're going, oh, my goodness, did one of those spy balloons actually have something in them that took over took over the Super Bowl,
Well,
I
want to kind of go back to a point you said, because I think it really is the bigger picture, and it's what I'm just going to refer to as societal collapse. And, when you think about culture and cultural identity and all the social economic things that fall into that, it really kind of goes back to you see society begin to collapse when you see the downfall of government and the rise of violence. Mm-hmm. Those are things that happen. And so historically, when you look back over it, what causes a society to fall? Well, natural catastrophe can, in the case of, let's say a volcano wipes out a part of Italy and that collapses that part of society, but you also see
yes.
it with economic and population, mass migration can do that. When you see, for example, people fleeing a country or people invading a country across borders. So these are things that have happened, but the end result is that culture that was established over, you know, 100 years or 1,000 years, doesn't matter what it was, begins to feel collapse and begins to fall apart. And so you see this expression like, you know, like Adele or anyone else making comment. It's really characteristic of a big picture of what's happening in our society.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, and this is, I think, why people, at least people on, and I hate to put right or left, or people that are just starving for reason, appreciated what, you know, Governor Sanders had to say in the post State of the Union address. I mean, it was brilliant. It was really kind of a godsend that, you know, she admitted to everybody and pointed out that the king's naked and that what we're dealing with is normal or craziness. And it was, and it's okay to call something crazy when it is crazy. All this stuff that's going on right now that's been thrust upon the culture. You know, all these different, you know, pronouns. I mean, we've got a military that's so concerned about pronouns that they're watching, you know, balloons go overhead that are threatening and potentially very, very dangerous and, you know, compromising our national security. But, you know, hey, look at, we don't worry about balloons here, man. Why are you pointing out balloons? But we got our pronouns down. You know, we can out-pronoun the Chinese. Well, we don't care how many nuclear weapons they got. We're better at pronouns than they are.
Yeah.
Is that what they're telling us?
Yeah, you know, when I look at the balloon situation, I mean, there's two things happening in my mind. Number one is, are we partnering with China? Because who on earth lets that happen, first of all, right?
Right.
Secondly, if we're going to take it down, why do we destroy the electronics? Why do we aim for that? Why not just find a way to apprehend it, so to speak, and find out what's in there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so there's a lot of things happening there. And then the second thing is the latest kind of drama in this whole thing is it's an unidentified flying object. Okay. Are you telling us this is a UFO from outer space? Are you telling us this is China? Because at first it was the China balloon. Then the one over Canada, unidentified flying object. The one over Alaska was, you know, then called a Chinese spy balloon. It's almost like the narrative, they can't even figure out what the narrative is, you know? So I'm greatly concerned. I look at a guy like Milley and I'm thinking, where did this guy come from? I don't know that he's ever done any combat, but he certainly got a lot of medals that he got from his, you know, people under him doing combat. So we've got a guy that's just like, you know, him and the National Security Council spokesman, John Kirby, you know, I mean, who is this guy? I mean, we've got like Bozo running the military right now.
Well, this is what's happened. We've seen this happening, and this trajectory has been, as you said, it's been afoot for a while, and it's got full hold. It's been a march, you know, through our military, just like a march through all the institutions of our country, whether it's education, our government, our military, that they've taken over, and they're not training the art of war, Phil. I mean, this is what I'm hearing from, you know, from cadets and others that know on the inside, and we don't even need to hear from the inside, because you can know them by their fruit and what they talk about, right? I mean, they're on full demonstration. When you listen to what Austin has to say, you know, what Milley has to say, I mean, you know, he talks about the biggest threat being white supremacy and all this, you know, woke language that has nothing to do with the military and military preparedness. I mean, to me, as a citizen of this country, I am most concerned, and I'm concerned at many levels, because not only do I think about the country as whole, but how would you like to have a child in the military right now under this kind of leadership?
Oh, exactly. Well, you know, that's why they can't get people to sign up. I mean, they're going like, why would I want to be a part of that organization? There's no pride, there's no integrity in it, there's no vision. And men like to be warriors, men like to be challenged, and if there's no challenge, the challenge is try to come in and get a uniform, be as woke as you can. Why would anyone do that?
Well, exactly. And you're exactly, getting back to the intrinsic nature of man, it is about the adventure. It is about what the military on its surface provides. It's an innate natural instinct, but now what you're trying to do is force that instinct into something. You're trying to force a round peg in a square hole. And then you wonder why we're messed up the way we are. Quit wondering. It's a fact. More from Phil Hodgson Filler after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are millions of people in India, but only 2.4% of them know Jesus as their Savior. As a religious minority, Indian Christians often endure violent attacks due to their beliefs. Attacks on tribal Christians in central India recently left nearly 1,500 people homeless and traumatized. As horrifying as these reports are, Christ warned his followers that we will be persecuted in his name. It can be difficult for us in America to understand the fear true persecution creates, but millions of believers worldwide face that reality every day. It's crucial that we encourage people in these regions with God's word and stand with them in prayer so that our brothers and sisters in Christ know that they are not alone in their struggles. To learn how you can pray for believers who regularly face persecution for their faith, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. Would you make your best tax-deductible gift right now? BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Phil Hodgson-Piller from AmericanFaith.com. Well, Phil, as we were talking about, so much happening in the country. It remains a hot mess. The State of the Union was uninspiring. You know, the big takeaways is that it's just, you know, more of the same, a desperate president, a desperate party, throwing everything they can up against the wall in hopes that, you know, something might connect and break through, or just, you know, okay, well, maybe all this rhetoric will give us, you know, well, they've got two more years regardless. But meanwhile, the American people are hurting, and you know, they're none too happy increasingly with the leadership of this country, because at the end of the day, and you were talking about this in terms of the vision, this is where it begins. What vision did Joe Biden pronounce to inspire the American people to want to hang in there?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I mean, the Bible's pretty clear. Without a vision, the people perish. And so if we're wandering aimlessly, you know, we're like a wandering generality here of what is happening now? What are you talking about? And people are, you know, people don't, when you take the pride away from a people of their nation or their school or their home or their community, there's a decline. You know, it's kind of that broken glass theory that if it's broken, just keep breaking it more because it really doesn't matter anymore. And so life becomes without purpose and without meaning. And that transfers into, you know, your children. You know, if getting into school, if I can't get into school because of the color of my skin, meaning that my merit, you know, this idea of meritorious performance is no longer valid in society, then society has no merit.
Right.
And when you take it away, I think I just heard Hansen speak, and he said something like, half of the students that got perfect SAT scores, ACT scores, did not get Stanford because of their skin color. Perfect. They got perfect. And so they brought in others that were far less than perfect. So now you ask the question now, and he said now the end result, and this is his school, this is where he teaches.
Exactly.
He says employers are no longer wanting to hire people from Stanford because they don't have the quality they once did.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about that statement.
Well, there's
15,000 students at Stanford. There's 15,000 faculty members.
Well, welcome to the administrative state in every aspect, right? I mean, you got more chiefs than Indians. This is, you know, the condition of the institutions in which we live in. They're all administratively heavy. And let me tell you, it's not just there. Phil, I can tell you there are, you know, just like in our business, in the broadcast business, you go into radio stations and you find that there's more upper management than people who are out there, you know, doing the work on the street. So this is kind of a condition that has crept into our society at every level. And and like I was telling, you know, one CEO, I said, everything's acceptable until it becomes unacceptable. And this is where we are right now. Nobody is coming out and saying, this is unacceptable. I mean, you know, Disney loses $40 billion in a fell swoop because of actions in Florida. And I'm going, where are the stockholders on this? AT&T, are you reporting at American Faith? They lose $10 billion in stock value after dropping Newsmax. Well, what about people with 401ks that have AT&T stock? What are they saying?
Well, that's it. And, you know, for me, I mean, both of mine and my wife's mobile phones are AT&T, and I'm switching this week. No, I'm not going to play this game, that they're this woke game. I can't avoid it completely because it's so permeated society, but where I can do something, I will.
Exactly. Well, I mean, even it's like the deal like with Girl Scout cookies. Everybody loves Girl Scout cookies, right? And then you find out, you know, it's like you have to inject all this cultural expression, and now Girl Scout cookies don't taste like they used to. You know what I'm saying? This has been going on for a while.
I just ate a sleeve the other day, dude. I'm telling you, they were pretty good.
Well, I look at, I get that, but it's like you say, you start making choices on those things that you can, you know, Starbucks. I mean, everybody's going, you know, you go woke, you go broke. I mean, but it's like, okay, how much more broke can you handle here?
Right. Well, I think we could actually see the demise of Disney.
Wow.
You know, I thought I would say that because it's such a big conglomerate of, but you know, when you see these kind of numbers, and they're not slowing down.
No.
These numbers are speeding up for Disney. So they've got to be looking around going, oh my gosh, what a stupid move we made. How do we fix this problem? And now they can't fix it because they got themselves in such a political quagmire. Instead of just being good entertainment, wholesome for the family, and making money, which everybody applauded, they
yes.
raise the rate, they throw woke at you, and perversion to children, they expect everybody to buy it. And nobody buying that.
Yeah, that somehow, Phil, oh, don't worry about it. It's just a phase that those Christians are involved in. This is why, you know, we've got to cancel, you know, Christians and people of faith, because they're getting in the way of our woke agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So as some have predicted, you know, for those people of faith, get ready, because, you know, there's a train a-coming, and it ain't the good train. You know, because they're coming after us and canceling us at all costs because we are in the way of their agenda. This is why the World Economic Forum introduces their form of religion along with their Ten Commandments. I mean, how bizarre. The Grammys taken over by Satan worship. We have the full exposition of satanic worship on a network unheard of. Unheard of. This is what's happening. It, like you said, it's so pervasive and has become so acceptable. You know, for people who are, you know, who are migrants to this country and they see what's happening, Phil, what's happening in the United States, they're aghast. They cannot believe this. They go, we cannot believe that this was happening to what we believed was once a free America. We know what it looks like. We've lived that nightmare. It encroaches, and it just comes on like the blob, and next thing you know, as you say, it's so infected that it's like a doctor who opens up the body and finds cancer, and it's metastasized to such a degree that all they can do is sew it up.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, but you know, here's a good, let's end on a really high note.
Okay, good. We got two minutes. That's what you're here for, because you're the high note guy. So go.
Revival at Asbury Seminary again, college. The last time was 1970 when the revival went on for, I can't remember how many weeks it was, but it's happening again right now. And students are gathering. It's a 24/7 prayer, testimony, and revival meeting. And I think we're going to see more of this, Bill. I think we're I think we're on the doorstep of a great move of God.
Well, I think so too. Look what's happened with The Chosen. The last two episodes, big theaters, they sold out, Phil. Going crazy. You've got the Jesus Revolution coming back, reminding everybody, let's go back to the 70s. Sometimes you have to take a look back and remember what happened. What was the catalyst that kind of, you know, righted the ship a bit, which I thought was quite interesting, especially when you go back to the 70s, you'll recall, it was like two parallel lines. You know, we had in a sense, you know, you got the crazy hippies and the drugs and, you know, Timothy Leary and all this stuff, you know, sex, drugs, Haight-Ashbury, and Woodstock. And meanwhile, you get the Jesus movement coming. And it was, you know, and you look back and you go, that's interesting. Why would you have those parallels?
Well, remember, you had civil rights and you had Vietnam. You had a lot of conflict in 1970.
Well, how much different than today, right?
Exactly. So let's just pray for a great move of God in our world.
Well, I believe that, you know, you're right. People are thirsty and they're aching for the truth. And I'll tell you, I think that people may recall and may see what, you know, Governor Sanders had to say in terms of calling out crazy and normal, that there's nothing wrong with normal, you know?
Exactly.
I'm just saying. Bill Hotzenpiller, you're awesome. Thanks, Bill.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA News Update. A fourth object has been shot down over the United States and Canada airspace in recent days. The latest one was over the Great Lakes on Sunday. Former NATO commander James Stavridis on MSNBC.
You know, the first time somebody shoots at you, it's happenstance. The second time, it's coincidence. The third time, it's enemy action. We're on round four here. I think without question, this is provocation, probably from China, maybe a little Russia thrown in.
The Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles delivered an epic finish to Super Bowl 57 on Sunday. It took place at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. The Chiefs won 38-35. Five on a field goal with seconds remaining in the game. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes on Fox Sports.
I told y'all this week there's nothing that's going to keep me off that football field, and I just want to shout out my teammates, man. We challenged each other. It took everybody to win this football game.
Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
You know, that's what we love about music, you know. It can bring you up at a time when you need some uplifting, you know. We deal with these serious issues and, you know, from a biblical worldview, and we're grateful to our independent resources that distribute the show. Because you read about it, whether it's Newsmax getting canceled and, these companies lose billions of dollars. It's no big whoop to them, which is amazing. Again, you know, if you're a stockholder and you got stock in AT&T and you think, okay, what the heck's going on here? Hey, we got Jeff Cruer. I'm hearing him. I hear his dulcet voice coming across the airways as, we join up together our audiences. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Bill Martinez, doing great, sir. Great to be with you.
Well, did your team win yesterday?
I was for the Chiefs, so I'm glad that they won, and I thought it was an awesome game. Wasn't too happy about a few things, such as the Black National Anthem and some other things, but overall it was a great game.
Well, the NFL definitely has sold themselves out. I mean, my understanding is Jay-Z owns the halftime show, and so... You know, I don't know that there will be a fair representation, although Rihanna's show, for halftime. For me, and maybe I'm just old school, last year's representation, I wasn't that impressed with it. Rihanna, I mean, I thought she did a fair job. It was interesting that, you know, when I saw her, I thought maybe she was still carrying some of her, you know, baby fat from her previous child. But, of course, she utilized the halftime show as, you know, a reveal that she is right. with child.
Again, so, right.
Anyway, yeah. So all these little...
Either, I mean, yeah, I wasn't impressed with it. I wasn't really on board with the halftime show, the woke agenda of the NFL. I mean, everything that takes away from the game itself is unfortunate. I did see the Eagles coach cry during the playing of the real national anthem, which I thought was touching, and showed his patriotism and love for his country. So that was interesting to see that. But otherwise, I was just glad that the game was a good one for all the fans, and both teams played well.
Yeah, exactly. And meanwhile, they collected a lot of money, $7 million for every 30 seconds of commercial time out there. Of course, what people don't understand in this business, you know, they put the price tag of $7 million, but let me tell you, these corporations, you know, they get another $7 million in, you know, bonus spots along the way. So, but, you know, they like to be able to tout that big, you know, $7 million for a 30-second price tag. And then some of those commercials, you know, you think, wow, you know, for all that money that you're investing, it didn't really pass the so what test for me. But that's all the sidebar stuff. But I want to address what you've written about recently here, and that is the, you know, the communist dictators of China. You know, the brutal authoritarians that they are. I mean, here they are. We've got balloons flying overhead. Certainly, we know for sure that that three-bus-sized balloon was jettisoned by the communist Chinese. We know that for a fact. They were really upset that we shot it down, which, you know, go figure. Because I can tell you, if we sent a balloon overhead, we wouldn't even begin to get to the border of China before it'd be shot down. But, you know, but I'll tell you what, they're getting better at it, though, now, because what are we down to or up to? Four balloons now, and the last three have been shot down pretty quickly.
Right. Now, the big one that traveled all across the country, you can imagine the espionage payload that delivered for the Chinese. Imagine what they were able to uncover. It went over our military bases. It probably gathered a lot of information, what was above ground and below ground. And the fact that Biden didn't do anything until it went off the coast of South Carolina is atrocious. So, yeah, we're now shooting down all of these different objects. We don't even know what they are, and we don't even know any kind of details from the Biden administration. Problem is, I don't trust Biden or his administration. I really don't.
Or the military.
I think... Yeah, right.
Or the military, for that matter. I mean, here they are. I mean, we were talking about this earlier, Jeff. I mean, in terms of military preparedness, I served in the Marine Corps. It was about being ready. It didn't matter what you were. I mean, if you were the lowest class ever, you know, within the Marine Corps, you're serving. You are prepared for the military. No, in today's, you know, in Miley's military, his modern military, it's all about pronouns. I mean, here it is, you know, we can talk about the armament and nuclear advancement of the communist Chinese, but we say, hey, look at me, but we're better at pronouns than you are. You know, we can kick your rear end with pronouns, right?
And then, of course, he was wanting to study white rage and white privilege worry about CRT messages, and that's just so destructive. So, yeah, he's terrible. Silly Millie is what I call him. He's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and it's a shame that he is in that position. I don't have faith in Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense. Mm-hmm. Just don't have faith in these folks. And they're the ones trying to push this mandate on our soldiers. And thankfully, the Republicans stood firm on that, and that has now been ended. So these folks can not be kicked out because they don't want to take this COVID vaccine. But it's just one thing after another. So I'm definitely not comfortable with the leadership of the Biden administration. And they do not, Bill, stand up to communist China. Communist China can get away with pretty much anything they want to. And Biden the other day said in an interview, he doesn't even think this is going to be a hit to U.S.-Chinese relations. So he doesn't want anything to disturb U.S.-Chinese relations. They can do whatever they want, and we're still going to kowtow to them.
Well, because he wants those cards and letters and those checks to keep coming into the Biden family. You know, and you know, whether it's the Biden family or the rest of these elected officials that have been, you know, as Miranda Devine has written about, they're all elite captured. You know, the communists own them. They own, you know, our entertainment. They own, I mean, they dictate what is going to be put on the big screen. If something offends the communist Chinese, forget it. You know, if a basketball player wants to say something about Taiwan, then suddenly he's without a job. He's no longer playing basketball. I mean, this is endless.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was a courageous Enos Kanter freedom. They kicked him out of the league, pretty much.
He
was just pointing out what the communist Chinese are all about, and he's gone. And then, of course, LeBron James will not say one word of criticism of the Chinese, one word.
Well, he started to say something and found out how many billions of dollars were associated with the NBA and his future, and he quieted down really quick, no doubt. But see, this is the problem. Whether we're talking about yesterday's Germany or today's China, what they're doing, as you've written about, that needs to be noted once again, and we've got to just keep calling this out, is the human rights abuse. You know, the sale of body parts, what they've done to the Uyghurs, you know, millions of people, what they've done to their own people. And meanwhile, the world is standing by because China has all this money and they're holding out a big carrot and closing the eyes, you know, the moral eyes and sense of human compassion. They're blunting it in order to get away with these kind of abuses.
And let's just go over them if we could quickly. I know we're limited in time.
Yeah, we got about a minute left, Jeff. Go ahead.
I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
What they've done to the Uyghurs, I think we need to continue to mention that. I mean, there is a genocide going on there. I mean, these people are being put into concentration camps. Their children are being taken away. Their religious sites are being destroyed. What China did in Hong Kong, remember there was a freedom movement there that was blossoming. That was shut down. The leaders there were jailed. This is a country that brutally represses their own people with these social credit scores. There's no freedom there at any point. And I think we have to really worry about their expansionistic plans. And what are they going to do to Taiwan? And I'd be very worried if I were a Taiwanese leader right now as to what's coming their way soon.
Can they count on the United States after the United States kind of just ho-hummed balloons going across this country? I mean, what is that? What kind of statement does that make?
Right. Not a very comforting one, Bill, and that's an ally of ours. And I really think that China's going to certainly go after Taiwan in the very near future. That's my prediction.
Well, they want full control of the South China Sea, and Taiwan is an impediment to that end, Jeff Carrere. Thank you, as always. Appreciate it.
Indeed.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, care, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7, dot com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com, Focus on the Family's media check-in must that you must, you know, whether you're going to see a movie, a DVD, you want to find what's happening in gaming, all reviewed right there so that, you know, you can invest wisely. You know, I think Adam Holtz, first of all, let's bring you on. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I started to say that, you know, I think America's, you know, getting to that point with this whole wokeista, you know, commentary and how they're trying to force us to, you know, bow our knee to it, that people are, you know, making decisions to say, okay, enough of this stuff, especially people of faith, because people of faith are, you know, especially targeted because, as we were saying earlier, it is the churches, it is you know, the followers of Jesus Christ that are in the way of this wokeista movement. And what do they want? You know, they want the big exchange here. It's from one form of religion to another. I mean, to the point is, as they demonstrated, they've got their own Ten Commandments, which is, you know, quite ironic and consistent with the evil one, because we know the evil one doesn't have the capacity to create anything, but it has the capacity to deceive and to give you the counterfeit, right?
No, that's absolutely right. I mean, Satan takes what's good and he twists it, and he does his best to try to convince us that the counterfeit is the real deal. And I know years ago, one of the best sermons I ever heard, Bill, it stays with me, and I have to admit, sermons don't always stay with me, right? I mean, ask me what last week's was, because I probably won't remember. But having said that, the pastor talked about the Greek word for devil, which is, of course, diablos. And mm-hmm. diablos is dia, like diagram, diagnosis, and it means to split. The devil is the splitter.
Mm-hmm.
And that the essence of what he does is to divide us. And
yes.
Boy, don't we see that in our culture. There's so much division. And sometimes I think we look for the devil's fingerprints in bigger things. And that's not to say that there aren't moral issues where his fingerprints are all over them.
Mm.
But at the core, he is in the business of deceiving us in ways where we don't even realize we've been deceived, and yet we're divided. We're divided from
right.
ourselves, from God, from our spouses, from our families, from our friends. And then, you know, it gets bigger from there. We're divided culturally from anybody who we think is not worthy of our relationship because they have a different set of views. And man, the woke stuff is at the top of that list. I mean, mm-hmm. has anything created more division and more splitting than wokeism? Well,
yeah.
Maybe, but certainly it's in the running, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. Because if you don't know the legitimate, see, this is the challenge that we have right now. And this goes back to what happened in the Garden of Eden. I mean, there's so much to that story of what
right.
what came down between Satan and Eve first and then Adam and the fall of humanity. There was something, you know, within us that that coincides with liberty and freedom.
Yeah.
You cannot have liberty and freedom if you don't have choice, right?
Right.
And God gave that to us in understanding that, okay, but we need to understand how to exercise that choice that doesn't compromise our God-given liberties. And this is what I'm convinced of in my older age and experience now, is that, you know, when you stop for a moment and consider God Almighty, how he created the heavens and earth, everything in perfect perfection, right?
Yep.
And
yeah.
then you have evil that comes in, as you said, wants to divide and wants to question, did God really say? Did God really mean? Well, no.
Yep.
I mean, you know, to get us to lose confidence in God Almighty to where, you know, someone like Al Gore can come in and say, well, there's something wrong with the climate and the earth is going to explode and we're all going to be drowned by the year 2020. Well, it didn't happen. Okay, and
right.
and again, all these philosophies, these man-made philosophies that God, you know, listens to and just laughs. It's a joke because they have no idea what went into the infrastructure of this world, the planets, the earth, everything. They have no idea. They can speculate. And some are very charming and they know how to capture the ears of those who are vulnerable. But if we don't ask, and if we're not, you know, if we're not asking questions based on the reality, God's reality and God's truth, then we fall victim because then we start seeing things according to our own eyes, and
right.
especially because you know we can do as we darn well please, and that way, you know, it doesn't matter what we say, how we talk, how we treat one another, how unloving we want to be, how we want to use another person, it's irrelevant because I get to have it my way.
That's exactly right. And I think the other thing that has happened as we have moved into, I'll broaden it from wokeism to say the postmodern age.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we have a culture that is largely detached from rationality and it's governed by emotions. But if you've ever raised
right.
kids, you know that one of the tasks that we have as parents is to help our kids understand that sometimes your emotions aren't trustworthy. And moreover, if you only react out of your emotions all the time, you're going to be in trouble, right?
Right.
Like
right, exactly.
But part of maturity is understanding that our emotions are important, but also not being driven by them. You know, Proverbs mm-hmm. talks about the person who gets angry quickly and says harsh and rash things, you know, that person is called a fool. But the person who
mm-hmm.
holds his tongue is wise. And that it implies self-control. It implies that actually maybe I need to think about my feelings and my viewpoint. Maybe my feelings and viewpoint are not the final word on whatever we're talking about. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, social media is nothing if not a vast canvas for people puking up whatever they're feeling at the moment, right?
Exactly.
And right. Sometimes there's not much thought given to, should I say this? How is this going to affect people? Is there a better way to say this? If I waited 24 hours, would I want to vent these things? You know, but it all contributes to the bonfire, right? The bonfire of the vanities, as Tom Wolfe called it.
Right.
Anyway, I'm just free associating at this point, but it's live in a
well. I get what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah. And the thing that cracks me up about it is this culture will say we need more love.
Right.
Oh, okay. Correct observation. But what does that look like? Why don't you go and be love? Go love the unlovable. That's the true measure of love. Can you love the unlovable? The very person that you're critical of, that you say you hate, and you say we need more love, well, you know, you're right to a very microcosmic kind of point. You've got a little bit of the thread here. But, you know, are you willing to go through the critical exercise and evaluate what that means and how you can be that love and be that which you want to see in others?
Right. Well, and we've defined loving as I'm going to give you the freedom to do whatever you want to do. Well, that's not love. That's anarchy.
No.
Right?
Right.
Love actually understands and communicates that there are limits. And weirdly enough, I saw an article in The Atlantic yesterday, and I typically don't peruse The Atlantic that much because I don't go looking for it because I'm not paying for a subscription. So, you know, I think you get one or two free articles a month. But this one was, I'm not going to get the title exactly right, but it's something like, is our culture encouraging vice too much? And it looked at gambling and it looked at marijuana, and it actually asked the question, are encouraging these two things helping our culture? And it had an interesting presupposition. It said, you know, if we assume that everybody is rational and makes the choices that are in their best interest that are healthy, then freedom in these two areas doesn't have many consequences. And I'm paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. But it said, if we understand that there are lots of people who are not going to interact with those two things out of a place of self-control and limits, but they're going to get sucked into addiction, then what's our responsibility as a society? And I think when we're talking about love, tying back to what you were saying, Bill, love is not just go do what you want. Love is there are boundaries in place to protect you, both our law and biblical law, and you transgress those at your peril, right?
Right, right.
And just encouraging people to go do whatever the heck they want, that's not love.
No,
even though it might have some sort of superficial appearance of it.
Yeah. Well, this is, again, why we need to examine. You know, I've often used this illustration that bank tellers, you know, how they're taught to identify counterfeit money.
Yeah, they want the real thing.
They study the legitimate. Okay, so the same thing is true. Why would you not study the legitimate as demonstrated by God himself, the source of love?
Right. No, that's exactly right. You've left me speechless, Bill. I have nothing to add.
well, you know, it's one that I think we all should ponder. I mean, you know, and I'm in on this 3-month tour that I had, and it was just a beautiful gift from God, I believe, to be able to spend some time with the grandkids. I had a chance to really pour into them. You know, these truths. And in fact, you know, one of my younger grandsons, I encouraged him, you know, to every day take the associated day and read the book of Proverbs. And, you know, read the chapter. And, you know, I'd say, hey, Stephen, what's the day today? He goes, well, it's the 8th. I go, okay, so what are we doing? He goes, Proverbs 8, Grandpa. Proverbs 8. I said, good for you. Adam Holtz, thank you, buddy.
God bless. The feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape. Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get...